Starting a new business has to be one of the most exciting, terrifying, and risky things that a person can do. We all know that a high proportion of businesses will fail within the first year. But what makes a difference between success and failure? Getting to the Heart of Business is a new podcast exploring the experiences of small and medium-sized business owners, how they've made it through their toughest challenges, and ultimately, how they've turned the corner. James Parnwell from The Online Co. is the host of the podcast. Hi, James.
Hey, Katrina. How are you doing?
Good. It's great to have you with us. Your expertise is online marketing, and now you're hosting a business podcast. How did that come about?
Well, during COVID, didn't everybody start a podcast? Isn't it the compulsory thing? during COVID, we took a hit like many businesses did. It was a big hit, not as bad as some, thankfully. And so we found ourselves with a decreased number of hours needed, and thankfully JobKeeper was keeping our staff employed. So we essentially had excess hours. So we started looking for ways to use those hours. And so most businesses started working on their pivot. How can I change? What's the things I've wanted to do all these years that I haven't been able to do? Let's have a rethink so that when this is all over, we come back stronger. So we did that. Then we started thinking, well, we've got this expertise in marketing, and marketing is probably the lifeline for most businesses back out. So we started coming up with ways of how can we help as many businesses as possible. And we came up with workshops. We did free coaching sessions. We did some pro bono work, and we were able to help about 300 different businesses for free. When the JobKeeper finished, I guess the chewing gum lost its flavor on the workshops and some of those things. So we started looking for something new. And we'd been looking, you know, for a way to help the community. And then we're also looking for a way to build our exposure as a business. So these sort of two things hand in hand presented us with the idea of, you know, why don't we do a podcast that talks to people about real business problems, not just, hey, you can do it, you know, you've got it within you, rise up, you know, all that kind of rah-rah stuff, which I quite like, to be honest. But off the back of COVID, every business owner in Australia had suffered, had lost sleep, it had been awful, some more than others. Mm-hmm. And so getting to the heart actually says, oh, the business journey has ups and downs, and the downs are real. And when you hear somebody and they tell you, you know, a difficulty that they had and how they came out the other side, that's not just rah-rah, you can do it. It's, hey, I understand your pain and I overcome. It's both sides of the coin. And for me personally, I just find that type of story immensely encouraging.
You've had some fascinating conversations, and I can't help thinking you must have picked up some inspiration or encouragement yourself. What have you learned from talking to all these successful business people?
Well, as REM once said in their song in the 90s, everybody hurts. I think that's one thing I've learned. If you're in business and it's difficult for you at the moment, you're not alone. Everybody hurts. That's normal. They struggle with staff and team members. That's just complicated. People are complicated. They wrestle with cash flow, and they wrestle with their operations, you know, getting things done right on time. And as the business grows, the complexity gets higher and higher. I've drawn a lot of encouragement from just the different types of people. We were just thinking through how three of the people that we've interviewed so far left school in year 10, highly successful people. And then you got a guy with a PhD, someone else with a master's, you know, it's just all walks of life. And it's just very encouraged by the fact that the cards that life deals you at the start really isn't defining.
James, listening to this podcast, I just really enjoyed meeting all these inspiring people and hearing their stories. Do you want to share just one of them with us now?
The one that comes to mind is Paul Donovan from episode one. He was working for a corporate, a big international corporate, you know, great salary, great job, wife and two kids and a mortgage, and really looking at his life and saying, I don't like the amount of time I'm spending away from my children. I'm not going to be able to raise them the way I want to if I continue on this path. So then came up with a way basically to go out and consult. And the plan he came up with was to leave and then consult back to the business. On the Friday, he's having a leaving party, and one of the senior leadership comes up to him and says, "Oh, I suppose you've heard the news. They've banned contracting back to the company for everybody for 2 years." So he'd taken the plunge. He was out. He says that he turned white, I can imagine, and he just was, he'd lost everything. He had no network, had no contacts, had no income, and he really didn't know what he'd done. And he's a lovely man. He's a highly successful man. He's since gone on and got his PhD, and just an incredibly inspiring guy. It's just an example of someone going through the ringer, so to speak, and finding a way out. He explains how he did that, and that's another story in itself.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that story as well. So what do you hope that other business owners or potential business owners are going to take away from your podcast?
I think the number one thing would be encouragement. I think I'd love, through the transparency and the authenticity of the stories, is that people go, these are normal people. They're ahead of me, but they're not ahead of me the way Bill Gates is. Because we all read those biographies, and they're fascinating and inspiring. But I don't relate to Bill Gates, and most Aussie business owners don't. But here's someone, who's successful, who's in Sydney, who has a dozen or several dozen employees, and they're ahead, but they're normal. So I can take some encouragement and some inspiration from somebody who's just a bit like me.
Well, thanks so much for your time. All the very best for the podcast. I really enjoy listening to it myself, James, so congratulations.
Thanks, Katrina.
Yeah, and we should mention too, it's been produced by Claire Bruce, yes, who worked with us here at Hope for a long time as our online journalist. So that is James Parnwell, the host of the new podcast, Getting to the Heart of Business. You can get it just on your podcast app or head to theonlineco.net to find out more.